Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Ed Milan was on the line. Ed, sorry we couldn't get to you yesterday. Ed, good afternoon.
No. Hi, no problem.
And Ed, well known. Your name is very well known in the art world and design world. But it's Scrabble we're going to talk about. And the fact there is a Scrabble scandal at the moment, S-C-A-N-D-A-L. I think that's 1 and 3, 4, 1, 5, and 7, and 1, 8, and 1, 9, and 2, 11. And I'm on a double word, that's 22. And I have two triple letters, that's 20. That's a scandal, 27 points I'm after getting for that. What's the row?
It's not really a scandal, but it's a controversy because there was an article in the... Times, the British Times, London Times, about Mattel, the toy company that owns Scrabble now, has decided to ban 400 words. I think it's 400. They haven't published the list yet, but they're politically incorrect words. So,
what do you mean, Ed? I know you're an avid. I didn't know there was Scrabble. Clubs, well, obviously it's changed in COVID, but there's Scrabble meetings, isn't there? People meet.
I actually run a Scrabble club in Dunleary. I started about 2 years before the COVID epidemic, pandemic, and we've had to disband it this year because of it's closed quarters and. But there are about seven or eight clubs around Ireland, about 50 regular players. And we play competitions as well. Different clubs would host a competition. And then there's international stuff as well. A lot of people go to play in Britain and Malta and places like that. I used to play in the States as well, and those would be even more... they're big, they're very big clubs. Anyway.
And Ed, so just to come back, I want to find out about those clubs, but you say they've banned 400 words. And what does that mean if you use them on the board?
You're not allowed to use them. We use a dictionary.
There is a Scrabble dictionary, isn't there?
There's a Scrabble dictionary we use. It's the Collins Scrabble Words. 2019 is the one we're working on, and they add words every 3 years, and we have, you need to learn, especially the small words, you need to learn them, like last time they put in new words, ZE was introduced, that's a gender-neutral pronoun. The game is changing with the language, as the language develops, they change the words. So they've taken out words. They haven't published the list, so I don't know exactly what words they've taken out. But, something like, it's hard to say them on air because some of them would probably beep out. But something like fag probably would be taken out because it's derogatory. It has two meanings, it could mean a cigarette or a gay person. So I don't know if that'll be taken out, but that's the type of words that is under threat,
But Ed, I know fag, as you said, is a derogatory term for a gay person. But if you use it on in a board game, you're not you're not using it in a derogatory way.
That's right.
You don't have to.
On the Scrabble boards. Yeah, I know. I suppose that's the controversy. A lot of people feel that they're just words. I personally think that it's better to change the language a little bit and because it just affects people's attitudes, I think. I'm in the minority in the Scrabble world, but I do think that it's important to to use words that, or to not use words that are in any way inflammatory.
But Ed, if you, for example, to come back to the Z word, Z-E,
yeah,
which, as you said, is a gender neutral
pronoun
for a person. But in other words, is that how you pronounce it? Z-E, Z is a writer.
Yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
But you're not asked in Scrabble to put the word into a sentence.
No, that's right. Yeah, you just and a lot of times Scrabble players just think of the words as points.
Yeah.
You know, like a word like we use the word Jew in Scrabble. It's allowed. It's allowed right now, but okay. It might be one of the banned words.
Jew.
And Jew as a verb to bargain, and that might be taken out because it's also controversial. But you know, if you get the eight point J. on a triple letter going two ways, it could be worth 48 points. So that's the way Scrabble players think about it. And I think the controversy is that they don't think it's not being used as a derogatory term on the board. But, you know, some people might find it insulting and demeaning. So
are there Irish, like what about the word somebody said to us yesterday, what about the word culchi?
Yeah, culchi is supposed to be one of the banned words. That was announced, and there was a bit of a few articles in the newspaper about it, and you know, I think it was mistakenly, I mean, maybe it's because, I don't know if it's used elsewhere. But a lot of people thought it wasn't a derogatory term. And a friend of mine's father is from Culture Ma, and apparently it comes from that. So they were shocked by it. Anyway, yeah.
But can I just come back to
sure.
Your Scrabble club is now gone.
No, it's just on hold.
Because it's a community center
and it's closed.
Yeah, and I know near where I live, St. Gabriel's Community Center have a very active...
I used to play there.
Yeah, they're very active. The car park is full, I think, of a Tuesday night. With Scrabble.
I
remember asking, I was walking by when I had someone said, well, that's a Scrabble club. Does that mean chess clubs are gone, suspended? Drafts? Is there drafts clubs in Ireland? People play checkers?
I don't know, I suppose, but... anything indoor is suspended.
Wow.
If they're in community halls, I mean, you're not allowed to. And we used to play, at the beginning of COVID, between lockdowns, we used to play in people's gardens with masks on and stuff like that. But that's been suspended as well. So.
And do you remember, Ed, when you got this? Because you're a visual artist, aren't you?
I'm thinking the same.
And you've exhibited. Yeah, Have I seen your work in the RHA, for example? I think
you have.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you get involved in the art of language and word making and word smithing?
I don't know. My parents used to play Scrabble, and I played with them, and then my wife kind of dared me to go on a competition, and I did, and then I just kept playing. The first competition I think I did was in Ireland in the Royal Marine Hotel.
Okay.
And I actually won the highest word, so I was really hooked once that happened.
And what was that word, Ed? Can you remember?
I remember, yeah. It was worrying across the two triples, and the Y was on a double letter, so it was 164 points.
Wow, well done.
And I won a Scrabble board as a prize. So I was hooked.
Points mean prizes. But Ed, look at the room when you had your Scrabble club. What am I looking at gender wise and age wise? And
it tends to be older. We're always looking for younger people. We have a 23-year-old guy in our club in Dunleary, and but it's mixed. I suppose it's more women, and it would be, you know, people would be definitely over 40. The main age, I suppose. But we are always trying to get younger players.
And then in terms of gender, he, she, or Z?
Yeah, all of the above.
Now, I've used the word in a sentence.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I was thinking, in terms of word changes, you know, when you think of a word like Ms. from Ms. Magazine, you know, everybody was sort of so averse to using it. They all thought it sounded odd, but that's really completely accepted now, 40 years later or 30 years later. I'm not sure when it started, but and that's a word in Scrabble too. We use M-I-Z is I think that's the way they spell it.
Okay. And so, do you do crosswords? Do you play Boggle? Do you do other?
I do a little bit. Yeah, I like word games all the time. Yeah, okay. I don't do crosswords that much.
Well, who was I listening to on with Claire the other morning? The consultant talking about Parkinson's, and he was saying that you just keep trying, insofar as anything makes a difference. But he said, try and keep your mind active.
Absolutely.
Stay there, Ed. Milan. We're talking about Scrabble now, and this 400 words, according to Ed, are going to be thrown out of the Scrabble dictionary because of their meaning. Anne Ling, Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And give us your Scrabble credentials, please. CREDENTIALS. That's 4 to 2 across. So that's 64 letters, Ed. And give us your credentials, Scrabble wise.
Well, it's so long now since we played that I've nearly lost touch. But I've always enjoyed words.
Okay.
And anything to with words. At the moment, I do it online.
Yeah.
Because we can't meet in the halls or anything like that now. You know, so
Anne's being very modest there. She runs a monthly tournament in Churchtown at the parish church there, and she does a great job. And she also does the crossword while everybody else is still taking their turns.
So Anne, you're
that's true.
You're up there. And is it true? Is the spelling of your name Lyng?
Yes.
Yeah, Anne Ling. Because someone has just texted and say you were a former Countdown quarter finalist.
Yes. That's true.
So you have a great knack for looking at words and turning them.
I just have to look at letters and I can make a word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just look at letters and you can make a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if I said to you, Anne, ALEBRCBS. You'd have to write it down, wouldn't you?
Calibers.
Well, I'm thinking of Scrabble.
Sorry,
you do things visually. Now, Anne, tell us about when did you get interested in Scrabble and addicted to it, as you say?
Oh, gosh. It must be 30 years ago.
And what do you love about it?
I just love letters and making up different words out of letters. You know, changing something with one thing in it and making it another.
Oh, yeah. And what other word games word challenges do you like? Crossword, obviously, Ed Miliana said.
Yes.
What else?
And Scrabble. That they're my two favourites.
Okay, and if somebody is good at Scrabble, what else are they good at? They're good at crosswords, are they?
Well, sometimes it depends on who the setter was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Anne, can you remember the highest scoring word you ever got? Because Ed Miliano got worrying.
How are you, Ed?
For 164. Can you remember the highest score you ever got, Anne?
Something around that, too.
Ooh. Can you remember the words?
No.
It was probably modesty, because you're very modest, Anne. Stay with us, Anne. John Bowler, 5155, wash your hands. Joe at RT.ie. Anne Ling, have you got a pen and paper with you there?
I haven't.
Okay, you haven't.
Well, I can go get...
Yeah, I'll take a break. You go get it. I want to set you and Ed a little challenge, a word challenge. I want you to see how many words you can make out of the three words, wash your hands. Three words, W-A-S-H-Y-O-U. You can play this at home, by the
wash.
Way. Wash. W-A-S-H. Ed,
yes,
Ed, have you a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Your, Y-O-U-R, the Y might be difficult. And H-A-N-D-S. Wash your hands and just, we'll come back to
you. You want them in separate words.
Yeah, as many, many words can you make out of that? Of three letters or more. See that? I'm making up my own rules.
Yeah, I'm starting already.
John Bowler before the break. John, are you there? John,
I'm
you are
here,
there.
Joe, yeah.
Are you a Scrabble player?
I'm not. I've played Scrabble in the past, but you know.
Do you want to join? Well, do you want to join in our competition? Wash your hands.
I'd have to go and get a buyer, and I'm nowhere where I can get.
Okay, not to worry. So you're saying, and this is the reason we're talking about this today. Scrabble are taking out 400 words, including apparently the word "culture." You cannot use it. In what do you think that?
I think it's a bit strange. It's really up to the Scrabble makers, I suppose, and those who play it. But I just think it's very strange because, from what I've seen, culture actually, let's say, is not an offensive word as such. It is originally I suppose you could call it a career designation, like farmer, fisherman, carpenter. That's what it was. It comes from an old French word, culch, which meant beige. Mm-hmm. And then in the early 18th century, it sort of drifted into English, and it referred to a bed of broken seashells that was laid down in order to cultivate oyster beds.
Wow.
So, I always mentioned earlier on the show that it came from El Kilchama. I always heard that myself, I suppose, 30 years ago, I was hearing that. But more recently, I've heard the other view that it comes from culch. So those people who laid down the culch on the oyster beds became known as culchies. And I know this, basically I'm from Malahide, Joe, or I grew up in Malahide, and there was oyster beds there. And just through some of the Malahide stories and historical anecdotes and stories, I learned about this.
Okay. So you think it's a political... Political correctness gone mad.
It has come to like where the word certainly was referring to these people, you know, who harvested oysters. In Victorian times, it was sort of then used to talk about anyone from Malahide, Sutton, Hope, because there was oyster beds all along.
Yeah, Clontarf.
And then it moved further, and if anyone smelled of manure or any type of rotten material like that, they were called the culchie. And then, of course, we know it somehow transformed into meaning anyone outside of Dublin City itself. So it's changed the meaning all the way down. But I mean, it's the origin of the word is, you know, someone who works on oyster beds.
Okay. And someone said Anne Ling, he should be called Anna Graham. Don't tell me.
How many
words have you got so far?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay, have you any six letter words?
No, not yet.
Ah, you see. I've got Ed, how many Ed, how many have you got? Many words have you got?
23. And I have one 6-letter, one 7, and 2 7s.
Wow.
Shadows. And
no,
shadows.
Don't give them away. Oh. Yeah, don't give them away.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and I've 1 6-letter. And I'm doing that while I'm interviewing people. While I'm in work. Okay, let's take a break. Don't say anything. Anyone at home wants to play this? There's no prizes as such. But we're talking about Scrabble and their decision to remove 400 words from the board.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, Scrabble are there's a split in the Scrabble world. First of all, Scrabble is one of the games that's been hit by COVID. I didn't realise this. There are Scrabble clubs in Ireland that meet around the country, seven or eight of them, as far as we and obviously COVID means they can't meet face to face. Ed Miliano, a lot of people know him as an artist, but he's also an avid Scrabble player. So is Anne Ling. John Bowler is good on the etymology of words. Ed, go through. We call time. I asked the two of you to see how many words you come up using the letters and the words wash your hands. Now, first of all, Ed, you want the bad news. And the bad news is, according to, which I haven't looked at and haven't got access to, but according to the Scrabble online program, there are, from the words wash your hands, there are 638 words.
Wow.
Wouldn't even have time to write them all down.
Okay, yeah. Anne, tell us your words from wash your hands.
Weary, wand, wash,
yeah.
Words, a wash,
oh, ash, lovely.
Sand,
yeah.
Sandy, sour, say, shady, sway, hard,
yeah.
Hardy,
oh, fantastic.
Hours, wards, show, shown, sash, hours, rush.
And what's the, you've done brilliantly during the break. What's the longest word you got out of wash your hands?
Well, I only went up to the fives yet.
Oh, did you? Oh, you play that way, do you? Incrementally.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Ed, what words did you get that anagram didn't get?
Let's see. I don't know if she said harsh.
No, yeah. She didn't. Did she say harsh? Okay.
Harsh. Okay. I'll tell you the longer ones because I went for longer. There's Randy, Handy, Sandy, and then Shadow.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Shards, shadows, shadowy.
Oh, yeah, wow.
If I were to open my connecting door here now, you'd hear the program on RTE going on. They're nearly finished.
Okay. Now, the only word I got that of six letters was sachet, S-A-S-H-A-Y.
Oh, nice.
What do you think of that, Ed? What do you think of that? Would that get me into the Scrabble Club?
Good, I'd say,
Okay.
Sounds very good.
Where is Diana Cassidy? Diana?
Hi, Joe.
You love Scrabble?
I enjoy Scrabble. No, I don't do it professionally or anything like that.
Yeah, well, does anyone do it professionally?
Do we.
No, I don't think so. There was on Facebook there up to a couple of years ago, Scrabble Mattel had a game that I was playing for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And you could invite one person, two, three, or a random selection, it didn't matter.
Okay.
And it was easy it was easy to work with. And then about 2 years ago, they changed it.
Ah.
And they brought the board almost so you nearly need a microscope to see it. You couldn't really, they just made it so user unfriendly that I tried it for about two or three months, I think, and then I just gave up. I thought, I'm not doing this. And even the people that I played with, one was my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
There was a friend down the road. There was another friend just over in the village across the way.
So you could play with anyone around the world, could you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the changes to the online game that Mattel made that made you give up?
They made the board a lot smaller.
Okay.
If you wanted to put a word in, you had to kind of scrunch. You had to focus in on the two lines above and below and to each side of the word that you wanted to put in. You couldn't see the whole board. They put in so many ads in there and share your score now and all this that they didn't have on the original one. And there's a lot of complaints on Facebook online about it.
Joe, there are other
other websites. There's the Internet Scrabble Club. A lot of players play on that.
Oh, great!
And it's you can play at any level. And there's also I play every day on the pixiepit.co.uk.
And what's it called, Ed? Program. The Pixie?
Pixiepit.co.uk.
Okay.
And I play with a friend in South Africa, and we play every day at it.
And is that free?
No, that's £15 a year.
Okay.
Yeah. The Scrabble Hotel one was free, and there was just no problem. They just made it a lot more difficult, a lot more clunky, and I just don't know. And my friends that I played with as well, they gave up on it as well. And there was a lot of complaints on the Facebook page about it, but it never. And they did say, "Oh, you can get the original one on such and such a platform." No matter how much I tried, I could never get access to the original.
After the COVID pandemic is over, you should come and play in a club.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed. Somebody said Boggle is free online.
I think it is. Yeah, I have played that with my nephews.
Yeah, but I detected it. Yeah, but I detect, Ed, in your voice there, you're saying Boggle is basically Scrabble for slow learners.
No. Boggle's great. I love it. We play it on, family holidays and stuff.
Scrabble is Boggle that went to Trinity. I think that's what you're saying. Exactly. Okay, stay with us now. The most interesting one I've had in so far, Wash Your Hands is an anagram of Sandy Shaw Hour. So 51551 Sandy Shire.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We're talking to Ed Miliano, Anne Ling, and a number of other callers. They are Scrabble addicts because Scrabble have announced that they're going to ban 400 words. In other words, if you come up with one of these words in a game, regardless of the meaning you have in your head for it, you cannot use it. One example given so far by Ed, he thinks is a fag, as in fag of a cigarette, but obviously it's a pejorative phrase for people who are gay, so they've eliminated that word. So if you got the word fag on the board, you can't get a score. This is now Hasbro, as you know, one of the biggest games makers in the world. They're based in Ireland. They have a massive plant down in Waterford, and they've given us this statement. Hasbro Gaming is rooted in community and bringing people together, and we are committed to providing an experience that is inclusive and enjoyable for all. For that reason, Hasbro is changing the official rules of its Scrabble game to make clear that slurs, S-L-U-R-S, are not permissible in any form of the game. As background, the Merriam-Webster Official Scrabble Players Dictionary, that's a mouthful, is the official word list for North America, where Hasbro owns the rights to Scrabble. We first worked with Merriam-Webster in 1994 to remove offensive words from the Scrabble dictionary, and have since made it our policy to review the full word list prior to each reprinting, knowing that as times change, Ed was making this point, language evolves. We're now on the sixth edition of the Merriam-Webster Official Scrabble Players Dictionary, a mouthful, and words have been removed prior to each printing. More recently, we've been in discussion with NASPA, which, as you all know, is the North American Scrabble Players Association, who have agreed to remove all slurs, S-L-U-R-S, from their word list for Scrabble tournament play, which is managed solely by NASPA, the North American Scrabble Players Association, and available only to members. Okay. Now, Matt, what's Mattel got? Ed, do you know who invented Scrabble?
Well, it was this guy, I can't remember. I think it was Edward, I'm not sure, but he was an American. I think he was an architect. I'm not sure, but he invented the game in the 40s, I think, 40s or early 50s. And he what he did for the I remember fascinating thing was he took the front page of the New York Times and counted the letters.
Oh, wow.
And that's how he decided on the distribution of the letters.
Well, you've a great memory because you're right. I've just been told the inventor of Scrabble was Alfred Mosher Butts in the 1930s, and he was an out-of-work architect after the Great Depression, and he wanted to invent a game that would lift the spirits of millions.
Yeah, that's right. And Selchow and Ryder was the first owner of it. They had the patent on it, and they sold it to Mattel. And I think Hasbro Mattel is the same company.
Okay.
That's recent. I think Mattel took it over in maybe about 10 years ago.
Okay. And are people, I wonder, Ed or Andy, you know, are people playing more of these type of games? I don't mean Monopoly, but these type of, where you can almost challenge yourself.
Yes.
During the lockdown,
I've taken out my book, and there are 1,184 pages.
In the dictionary?
Yeah.
In the Scrabble dictionary, wow. Yeah. Mary Doyle is... Well, no, I'll go to Pat Morphy for... Sorry, Pat, I'm holding you on there. The word culture gone from Scrabble, we believe.
I'm from Dundalk. I came up to Dublin. Hello, are you still there?
Loud and clear, yes.
Right. Came up to Dublin in 1963 to work with Hammond Lane Industries in Pier Street.
Okay.
And I've always referred to it as a culture. And I'm absolutely proud of the fact that I'm a culture. Now, I have nothing against Dublin. I have nothing against Dublin Jackie, but the culture was always very acceptable, and I never ever took offence from being called a culture.
That's fascinating. Okay, so you don't see it as an offensive word?
Not at all. No, I'm proud.
Do you play Scrabble, Pat?
I just on my own on my laptop.
That's good. Yeah.
Laptop. You see, if I put a word in, the computer can check my word, but if he puts a word in, I can't check his, you know. But anyway, that's another story. But
And can you beat the computer?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm not bad, yeah. Not pretty good on it. So okay. Listen, no, culture, keep it there. Long live the culture and long live Jacking.
Okay. Stay with us more after this break. 51551 Sandy Shaw Hour.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
We're talking about Scrabble and their decision, the decision of the makers to remove 400 words from, to ban them. In other words, if you get them on the board, you won't get points. And as you know, points mean prizes. But we're discovering there's a lot of people in Ireland who play Scrabble. Mary Doyle is in Wexford. Mary.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You are one of the founders of?
Wexford Scrabble Club.
Okay, and when did that start?
1992.
And up to the pandemic, because you've been hit by the pandemic, have
we
you?
We have, yeah. Ah.
So tell us, what was the protocols? Where did you meet and how often?
We meet in our club in Castlebridge.
Okay.
Just outside Wexford.
And how many?
But our numbers have diminished quite a bit. When we started initially, the numbers were quite high. But now we've only about 6 or 7. Yeah.
And what?
Hi, Mary. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hello, each other.
And Ed. Yeah.
And
Mary, why do you, when you began, how many did you have at the Scrabble?
When we began, initially, it was about, there were 10 of us. But then we went up to about 15, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And why do you think it fell off?
I'm not sure. A lot of people don't like our words, you know. They say, oh, they're not words, and we don't know the meaning of the words and what have you. But you don't have to have the meaning of the words.
That's true.
And that's why there's such controversy over the deletion of the words.
And when you had 15 people, Mary, did you ever have I know you wouldn't have a fight, but did you ever have an ROW, a row?
Oh, no, no.
Ed,
no.
Ed, in your club, did you ever have an ROW?
No, not really. No. I mean, we use word checkers. There's computer there are computer programmers, programs, so the dictionary is loaded onto this program, and you just check the words, so it's very, very
And you could never... You could never say to somebody, okay, if that's a word, use it in a sentence. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Okay.
Yeah.
And Mary, you say people dropped off. Well, yeah. there's a lot of competition, isn't there, really, for people's time and in
there
the
is,
evening?
There is, all right, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people went over to the bridge.
Oh, bridge, yeah.
Playing bridge, yeah. But yeah. I organise the tournaments in Wexford.
And
every year.
And how many?
2 years ago.
And how many would you get at that?
Oh, we'd have 48, 50. Well, they came from all over Ireland. They came from England.
Wow.
I had them from Malta. I had two players from Israel that came to Ireland, Wexford.
Wow.
England, a lot. Germany. Mm.
Yeah.
And again, Mary, can you survey from your memory across the room, what was the age breakdown and the gender breakdown?
We did have one chap who started when he was 15, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He really was. But then he went to college, and he's now a doctor, and he's not in Wexford anymore, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But
and then young people would rather be out on the tiles rather than playing with tiles.
Yeah, yeah. They would.
Where's Christina? Stay there. Christina.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Who do you play Scrabble with every single day?
I play with my daughter. She's in British Columbia in Canada,
okay.
And we play every day online.
At what time? Or do you have to play at the same time, or can you make a move and go off and?
Move, and she'll come back about 3:45 in the afternoon, because that's when she would be getting up. To the 8-hour time difference.
Yeah.
So she'll play, and then I play, and then she might play another few moves. And then it could be the next day again.
And you keep track of how many games you've won and how many games she's won.
Oh, yeah, I win most of them, and she's quite amazing.
Oh, really? Really? I didn't ask you who won most of them, but thanks for volunteering that, Christina. I hope your daughter is listening in Canada.
She's a bone of contention, Joe.
And what's the highest scoring word you ever got?
104.
Oh, well done. Can you remember the word?
No, absolutely not.
And what's your daughter's first name?
Christina.
And as well?
Yeah, there's few names in the world. I had to choose that one.
Okay, well done. And Christina, the daughter, do you remember how what's the highest scoring word she got?
Oh, it could be 80 or 90.
Okay.
And then your heart would sink when you see the long word coming back, you know.
So it is good to play online, is it?
Well, it's good, and it's kind of a good connection for me with her every day. You know,
and is there a sidebar where you can chat away to each other?
You can, but we don't normally, because we're kind of too absorbed with trying to get the points.
Wow. And when Christina Jr. was at home, did you play Scrabble in the house?
No. This only happened since the pandemic, really.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
It's very addictive. Like, I could play at 4 in the morning if I wake up, and then she'd play back to me, so...
But you did, 4 in the morning is what time in Canada?
It would have been 8 in the evening for her.
Okay. But you can have a go, and she doesn't necessarily have to come back within 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, could be the next day.
Well, that's lovely. Ina Clinton.
How are you, Joe?
Scrabble. You love it.
Yeah.
Why?
Love it. It's a terrific game, and you never play the same game twice. It's always a new game.
And how long have you been playing it, Ina?
About 50 years.
50
since
years?
Since we got married, yeah.
And who do you play it with?
I play with my husband mostly, but the family, they all play it. My two sons and two daughters.
And would you have a Scrabble game on the go? Like, would you start a game and then you'd have to go off and...
Oh, no. It just has to be finished. No.
It has to be finished. But how long would it...
About an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the, do you remember what's the highest scoring word you ever got, Ina? But 50 years, you probably got
probably
quite a few.
Around 100, I suppose, I'd say.
100, yeah. Well, Ed Miliano got 100. What was it again, Ed?
It's pathetic that I remember. It's,
yeah, I know.
25 years ago. 164.
I just want Ed's friends to slag him later for boasting all the time, Ed, about your 164. Okay, we're inundated. INUNADATED inundated with people who love Scrabble and the Irish connection, the fact that it's manufactured. Do they do the Scrabble boards? And I know they do Monopoly down in Waterford, but we'll find out. Okay, back to as I say, 638 words online from the letters Wash Your Hands. Believe it or not, Ina Clinton, Ed Miliano, Christina, Anne Ling, or Anagram, as we're calling her. Thank you all. Back tomorrow
thanks
at 1:45. Rebecca Mean produced, and YARRADYC is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul, with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850-715-815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.